Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Mail Right Podcast. Today's episode is number 487. We're going to talk about some tech and services for real estate agents that we think are relevant in 2025 that can improve your business. And we're going to focus on some AI stuff, and we're going to cover a lot of really cool ground. John has done some really great research, so we're looking forward to sharing this with you. Now, before we get started, if you're on iTunes or Spotify, I would love it if you would do us both a favor and please go ahead and leave us a review. Give us a like. If you can do nothing else, stop listening to the show right now. Just give us a thumbs up, okay? Especially if you're a repeat visitor, you already know what John and I deliver, which is a lot of great information for new and old real estate professionals alike. So without any further ado, though, in case you do not know who the man, the wonder, the legend that is John Denwood, he is one of the top WordPress podcasters. He has had a show there forever. He is the founder of this show. He is the founder of a real estate tech product called mail-right. .com, and it is, well, it's the, not the name of the product, but it is the Mail Right service, and it is an excellent service for those of you looking for a more budget solution to some of your real estate marketing and branding needs. So without any further ado, John, take it away and let people know who you are in your own words.
Oh, thanks, Rob. I'm the joint founder of mail-right.com. We're CRM. We also make some lovely looking websites for real estate agents using WordPress and a lot of other digital tools in one affordable price. Back over to you, Rob.
All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, today we're just going to jump right into it. We're talking about apps that can help your business. First on the list today was Banana Nano. And it's funny because John linked the, I was going to tell him that I'd only seen one video on Nano Banana. And it's super funny because the one video I've watched, he linked his reference to for the subject. So I've actually watched the video, but I watched it before you even popped it up as a suggestion to talk about. So I actually can talk about this one, at least with the same degree of accuracy as anybody who's ever watched this video. So, but why don't you jump in and say, what? Because when I went through it, it didn't occur to me to talk about it. And so I want to see what you think the use cases were for Nano Banana for a real estate agent. I thought of a few, but I wasn't sure that they were big enough work use cases to actually bring up on the podcast.
Well, I think it's part of the Gemini AI tool suite that Google provides. Most of it's free. But Nano Banana seems to be a really fantastic AI platform in making images through prompts and videos for social media and other usage. I think a lot of people are saying it's probably on one of the better ones now. Croc does a pretty good job, the on X, if you've got the pro version of X and you get Croc. That does a pretty good job on imaging, but I think this is one of the better ones. And I think it's a pretty good product. Back over to you, Rob.
So for the use cases, so for those that don't know, this is a tool, Nano Banana is an image AI optimizer. The use cases that this gentleman showed were like changing the color of shoes, eliminating backgrounds, and doing so very easily. Like, this is minutes and doesn't require editing skills at all. That's the exciting part about it. And the reason I was having a hard time trying to figure out how to apply it to real estate and it would require think time is because all the examples that I saw on this video were product-based examples, like a shoe or something like that. Oh. And so I was sitting here going, how would we use that? We could remove stuff, but with real estate, it's trickier because you could like remove a bush. You could remove a background. You could do all sorts of stuff if you wanted to. You could clean up a room from clutter. You could design a room, but there's tools that are already AI that do that. So I just gave it 3 seconds worth of thought, and I did think about, okay, here's some fast uses for Nano Banana that might be interesting for a real estate agent trying to get attention to a listing. you could change the color of a house fairly easily. As long, and it's an outside thing, not an inside thing. There's plenty of tools out there that do inside interior design. I haven't personally seen one that alters the color of a house. So you could say, theoretically, this is what the house would look like in beige, white, and brown, or whatever. Like three different colors, just in case anybody might be interested in repainting. That would be one thought that I have. Another thought that I would have would be the idea of adding amenities in the backyard. Okay, so you could say, what would this backyard look like with a pool? And Nano Banano might be able to do that with you for you. I am not 100% sure, but if there was a tool that would be worthy of trying, a Nano Banano would certainly be it. And the effort that would be involved is you get it in a Nano Banano and you would say, you upload a picture and you go, I would like to add a pool in the backyard and see what happens. All right, that's it. All right, next on the list. Oh, by the way, to our beautiful, lovely users. Listen, both John and I have Facebook pages and things. I personally would be fascinated, though, if anybody does go out and experiment with Nano Banano, who is a real estate agent, if you would message me and tell me what or if any use cases you had for it, I would be very interested in that information. I could return the favor in knowledge of SEO. I can definitely hold up my end of an information exchange. All right. Agent Legend. Didn't research this one, John. Sorry, I've heard of them already, though. So what made you add this one?
Yeah, it's not an app. It's not in AI, but I think it's a reasonably cool service. Basically, any real estate CRM, as you know, any CRM, a simple one like MailRite, powerful but simple to use, or something like Follow-Up Boss, which has got a good interface, but it's a complicated CRM system. Whatever one you use, for it to be effective, you've got to use it and you've got to get the data out and you've got to do something with the data. And a lot of agents struggle with that. Well, they provide a service at different levels where they provide somebody that will help you get the data out the CRM and also do something with the data from any kind of CRM. And the price starts at $99. I don't think doesn't sound too bad to me.
I agree with you. All right. Well, I don't know much about Agent Legend. I've just heard of them. So again, I'm going to say this. This is probably, like, the way that they've got it displayed, it seems like it's another one of these chatbots that's smart, okay, that takes over a stream of conversation that is going to be somehow sent into an AI chatbot. Now, here's what my personal experience with AI chatbots are, and I use them on my phone. I use them in numerous places for myself personally, not for anybody else. And for very simple, straightforward tasks, I've found them easy to use. I've just started to discover limitations on my phone AI because they don't handle a lot of responses. So if it's a salesperson or somebody I don't really want to talk to, they're great. They just screen them and it's no problem. If it's somebody I know, it's not good at all. And that's a problem, okay? Because I have to train it. I have to condition it to recognize these different circumstances.
Can I say something?
Sure.
Yeah, I might be totally wrong here. I don't think they are. I presume they were using offshore people, and like in the Philippines, to actually help you with the data. But I might be totally wrong there.
They do have an AI chatbot thing on their homepage. You're talking about Agent Legend right now, right?
Yeah, Agent Legend. Yeah, but yeah, it's got a chat on it, but I don't think that's got anything to do. Don't see benefit in the glitch chat. Yeah, I see where you're coming. But I don't think, I might be wrong, I think it's offshore.
Well, hopefully it is, because that would be much better for everybody if it was. Okay. So definitely check it out. I think this is the second time that John has brought up Agent Legend, and I think that it's worth looking at if you're looking for...
Yeah, but would you agree with the crux of my argument? It doesn't really matter what CRM you use. Well, that's the thing. Use whatever CRM you sign up for. If you don't use it, that's a problem, isn't it?
It is the problem. And I think here's why I remain quiet on issues of CRM and basically optimization. Instead of improving efficiency overall, a lot of people, hundreds of thousands of people, are going to buy these automated tools, which means that every person that is a decision maker like myself, I'm getting 20, 30, 40 calls a day easy on my phone right now. Easy. I've got to almost turn it off at all times that I'm not actively using it. And the reason that I'm mentioning that is that if I feel that way, imagine that if you're a real estate agent, there's all these AI tools that say the second that you submit a lead somewhere, like you show interest in a way that some system catches your information, all of a sudden 50 different people are reaching out to you, 50 different AIs, and they're not people. They're systems.
Well, what are you going to have? You're going to have AI systems, blanking AI systems, blanking AI, screening AI systems, screen. So in the end, nobody will be able to communicate with anybody.
Yeah, and the assumption here, everybody's like, our AI agent will act like a human being. And for very simple conversations, they will. But not even ChatGPT sustains long threads of conversation with 100% accuracy. So keep that in mind. Eventually, no matter how good your AI is, you are going to have it fall apart if anybody starts talking to it. And that, I don't know about anybody else, John. Let me ask you a question. If I figure out I'm talking to an AI, I'm done. I'm out. 100% out. What about you?
Oh, yeah. I'm the same, but you're full star. I had my local gas supplier. They've got an awful AI-generated system. It's one of the worst I've come across in a long while. And I had to talk. I had a particular question, and in the end, I managed to fool the system and talk to a very pleasant individual, a human being. But I had a hell of a struggle, and there's been a couple other, because I've been on the phone a lot more. I'm normally texting or on the website or something, but I'm, for various reasons, I've been using the phone a lot more. And they're everywhere. And, you know, offshoring is bad enough when they don't really know how to answer your questions. And I'm not blaming them, but that's frustrating. But obviously, we got a new level because old Benny, the founder of Salesforce, he's recently sacked 4,000 of Salesforce's sales agents. He halved his sales department. Did that come on your radar about a week ago? He sacked 4,000 of them. And I don't know what their AI bolts are like, but I personally don't think that's a fantastic idea, but we will find out, won't we?
We will. And that is a problem. That's where my voice is going to be different than other people because, you know, a big business's increase towards efficiency is not necessarily smart for the small guy. I think more and more the distinction between big operations and small is going to be personalization, and personalization is going to have to come with some of your own time and your own voice. Now, I do believe strongly we can use AI in many ways to increase efficiency and save you time. I love the AI, like using a brand spokesperson that's AI, that is you, that you've authorized in order to communicate messages, and you can type them in or audio them in and put up a video, because as long as you at some point interact with the person in real life, in real time, I think there's nothing wrong with that. If it's you, you are the person who's doing the talking. But boy, oh boy, do not fall into this trap, because I don't know. Everybody I talk to hates it. So I don't know what the hell Mark Benioff is thinking. Maybe these were poorly performing people. It's ever since, you know, Elon Musk started to fire people, everybody's been getting very excited about it. But moving on. All right. Render Forest. Now, this is something I'm excited about, but I haven't had a chance to look at. Like, I am going to look at it. I totally think it's cool. It's a very interesting concept. It takes the most popular video platform and adds a tool to it that might help your videos go viral. I love this from start to finish. What can you tell us about RenderForce, which is an AI video tool, John?
It does a lot more than that. It really does try and provide a kind of digital hub for a kind of entrepreneur or small team that's looking for a cost-effective product for producing graphics, PDFs, white sheets, all sorts of things. But I was specifically looking for something because I do produce a lot of long form and medium length video, and I was looking for stuff for TikTok and Instagram to help me there, and it came up on my radar. And they've got a free level, and the light is $14. These are month to month prices. The light is $14. The pro is $39, and they've got a business at $49. So it's quite competitively priced. But I was looking specifically at editing long form video for TikTok, but I don't know how good a tool is, but it came up when I was doing my research. But it offers a lot of logos, design graphics. It offers a ton of stuff. I was looking at a couple others. I was looking at Cape Cut, which is actually owned by TikTok, and Descript. But the one I probably will end up using is Opus Clip. He's gone. Are you there? Is he coming back? I've lost Robert, folks. I will keep talking. So there's a lot of choice out there, folks, but you know, try and edit video, and put the titles on and do all the rest of it is quite time consuming. So I've given them some of the other ones that I have been looking at, Rob, around TikTok editing. Like I say, there's about four or five I'm looking at, but it's very hard to make a decision. Some people really, I've talked to one friend that does a lot of video and does a lot of video for TikTok and for Instagram, and he does long form. But as a package, he uses Descript because he's utilizing some of the other features of Descript, and it's got a good TikTok short form editor. But he actually was Opus Clip, and he said he couldn't justify spending the money on the Opus Clip, the pro version, and having the Descript because he didn't get enough value. But he actually said if you're just looking for a short form video, Opus Clip is probably the better choice. But you got to look at them all and make your choice, really, Robert.
We really do. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go to break. When we come back, I am going to share my not very exciting opinion about this, and then I'm going to really, really, really add a lot of enthusiastic tones to our next review, which is CapCut. And I don't know that much about it. So once again, John is going to carry the weight like Hermitus or whoever that guy was that pushed the rock up the hill for so long. Anyway, we will be right back, for so long, meaning for eternity. We're going to be right back, and when we come back, we are going to hopefully help you have some great ideas to propel your business in 2025. All right, stay tuned.
Do you want quality leads from homeowners and buyers right in your own neighborhood? Then you need MailRight. It is a powerful but easy to use online marketing system that uses Facebook to generate real estate leads at a fraction of the cost you'd pay from our competition. We stand behind our work with a no question asked 30-day money back guarantee. So don't delay. Get started today. Go to mail-right.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You have Jonathan Denwood and I, two amazing small business founders who are in the real estate marketing space trying to help you get your real estate marketing game accelerated and propelled. We really, really enjoy helping real estate professionals. It's one of our missions, both of us. And so if you want to check out our website, it's mail-right.com. That would be John's, and you can learn all sorts of things about all sorts of platforms. You do the same at inboundrem.com. There's one vast major difference is price point. We're a little more expensive, but we focus on long-term SEO. And John is a great guy for digital advertising, fast results, fast traffic into websites and things like that. Those are our two sponsors for the show, by the way, InboundRM and Mail-Right. Thank you for listening to all of that self-obligatory self-promotion. We always appreciate it. Now, moving on, we're going to talk to you a little bit about literally John's intro to it. Is amazing AI video making tool. I've heard of it like a lot. So this one I know should be good. I just don't know that much about it. Tell us about CapCut.
Well, I did talk. I have already talked about it after you dropped out. We lost Rob for a little while. So we really need to go on to Bonjouro.
Okay, so sorry about that. Bonjouro. All right, let's talk to us a little bit about Bonjouro.
Well, it's a bit like it's a competitor to BombBomb. Seems to be pushed by a number of really well-known influencers. But it's the same concept, roughly. That's what I got from it. I don't know what you're going to get. But a slightly more competitive prices. They've got a free level. You've got a starter level at 25, a pro level 39, and a growth at 99 per month. So the prices seem quite keen, but that's how I saw it, as a kind of competitor to BombBomb.
Well, I was just talking to a real estate assistant. BombBomb is getting, you know, you can link videos inside emails these days. So really what Bonjouro seems to be, I mean, a 2 second look tells me that one of their main calls to action here seems to be how many integrations that they've built out, which is, you know, if you're new tech, that just means they've probably gotten a zap, but it does take time. You have to talk to all these companies, having a 50 to 100, you know, book of partners for a video tool. As long as you have a decent video editor and an email thing all wrapped up into one, there's some value, but definitely BombBomb has been feeling the pressure of the age that we're in. And we've interviewed the CEO. I'd love to have him back on at some point and talk to him about how they're responding to that. But in the meantime, from 1,000 feet away, it looks like they're going to get edged out by competitors like this. But I haven't tried them. I don't know them. We do have a relationship with BombBomb. So keep that in mind if you decide to check them out. All right, next on the list, Linked Helper. Oh, I love this concept, but once again, before you even go into explaining what you know of it or what your research revealed to you, I got to tell you guys, I get so much spam on LinkedIn, I don't bother logging anymore. Like that's, I log in and every time I log in, John, I have 75 people in my direct messages. I don't know how all these people have like that paid version of LinkedIn, but they do, or there's a way to break it. I don't know. Go ahead.
Right. It's always these terrible marketers, isn't it? We are marketers. So we're the problem, aren't we, Rob? If you're B2B, and part of my other business is B2B, I have a lot of small clients, then some medium, and now I have some very large clients, and I would like to get some more medium clients. So I've actually hired a friend of mine that was an ex-client of mine, and she's going to help me with some targeting of certain industries. And so I've been looking at doing it through LinkedIn, because over the last couple of years, I've built up a lot of connections in associations and higher education, other things for my other business through LinkedIn. And so I was looking at some of these tools that do help you do the outreach to my people that I exist in my LinkedIn, who have agreed to connect with me, and to get other people to connect with me. And I was looking at a number of tools. Link Helper seems to be very competitive price. I personally have chosen a slightly higher price tool, which is Sales Robot. I've chosen Sales Robot and we're going to, with her help, we're going to be starting the campaign next month and see how it goes. So if you want to do outreach through LinkedIn, there's about three to four of these tools out there at different price points, and there's a lot of conflicting info. But I think if price is very a key feature, Link Helper is very competitive and it will do the job. If you're looking for more features and something a little bit higher in functionality, I think Sales Robot is a good, because some of the competition above Sales Robot starts at 200 a month, and that was a little bit too keen for me. So that's my bit of how this might help people.
So these tools, like, I just went through Sales Robot really quickly and looked at the people that were leaving reviews. It's oftentimes what I do. And they're all at what would easily be identified as medium to larger size businesses. Okay, Prospecta, Alphabet, these are all people that have, like, the ability to spend $200, John, like it's a forgettable amount.
If you go to the YouTube channel, he's got a lot of interviews with smaller entrepreneurs like you and me, the actual founder of Sales Robot. He's got actually quite a good podcast on the YouTube channel where he interviews actual users and explains their business models. And I've been quite impressed with that, actually, Robert.
You know, it's funny. They don't even have a link to the YouTube channel off the actual website.
No, it's in his name. Yeah, it's quite strange that is, but yeah, totally right. Okay.
Well, I certainly have an issue with that, but with the lack of decent UI or UX on their website. But whatever. I'm going to say that that my message, and he's an Indian guy. So obviously outreach and cold outreach from India to America is a major, major occupation, because something like 30% of the economy in India and about 30% in the Philippines runs off basically offshoring. It's a major industry. It's actually the most of their industry. So when you start talking about getting a hold of people like me, you know, any tool that you can do to do that is going to be helpful. Now, if you are me, having 75 messages, I don't even bother to look anymore. And I don't think I'm alone. Like, I don't think I'm alone. So when you're using these automated tools, try to understand what you're going to do with it. If I personally was headed in the direction, John, of saying, I can't even begin to understand how, unless you're a single agent, like, the people here are property management people and wholesalers. I could see both of those maybe working on LinkedIn, but not so much the wholesalers, because you have to find people with distressed homes, and LinkedIn is probably not the platform for that.
Well, I thought there could be certain circumstances where, but I agree with you. It's not, LinkedIn is business to business, not business to consumer.
And if you're looking for that, like, I can think of a few people that might be helpful too, but like for instance, there are, like, many of my clients have relationships with developers. The problem is the developer pool is very small. It's not worth using an automated tool to reach out to 15 people. But if you're nationwide and you're dealing with either HOAs or developers, then a tool like this could be incredibly helpful to you, whatever your profession is. Like, at the point that you have a nationwide campaign on your hands and you want to talk to everybody all at once, I see the use case for Sales Robot. At that point, the job's too big and it's inefficient to hire a real life human being. So you have to go with AI, even though it's making a deal with the devil, in my opinion. All right. So the smart way to grow, darling local, you have a profile on the largest business directory on the planet, neglecting it costs you sales opportunities and top line revenue every week. Okay. John, while you talk to us about Darling Local, I'm going to check out. I hate people who say this nonsense. I am part of about 100 directories, and none of them carry the traffic to make it worth my time to optimize the directory. So let's see if this one is the exception.
Well, if it is, I see where you're coming from, because their verbiage on the fold isn't... I don't think it really communicates exactly what it is, because it's more about your Google business profile, and also getting a bit, it does a little bit what the MailRite system does, which is get more reviews, you can import a list into MailRite and it will send out an email with a link asking for a survey. And if you give a good response, it will then ask you, it will take you or ask you to go to a specific social media property and leave a review. And I presumed reading some of the other content on the page that it does a bit of that as well. And it was recommended by a couple of people. But I agree with you, the verbiage could be better, couldn't it?
Yeah, it really could. So this is Manage Google Business Profile. So I think that what you're going to find here is, number one, I don't know that I feel like this is really going to be, I don't really know that this is going to be, so I do proof, let's do auto dealer performance, and I'm in here.
Well, I'm not saying, I think hiring you and your team would be a much better idea, but as you know, most small businesses do nothing. I mean, literally do nothing. Apart, there's been a few that have been, it's quite strange actually, Rob, because obviously I live in a little bit of a tech bubble, but recently I've moved and I bought some property. So I've been dealing with a lot of more serve and spending money, Robert, on tradespeople and service people. And there is a small group that really get it, and they've got a really good website and they're using third-party systems to send you a quote, to schedule an appointment, and they're highly automated and they really... And then there's a larger group that don't seem to get it at all. It's been quite interesting to observe, Robert.
I'm going to say, ladies and gentlemen, about Darling Local, listen, it looks like they're just optimizing profiles and depends on the price, which is not available, but they are a small team that is very transparent. I can see who all the founders are. They've got a YouTube channel. They've got an Instagram channel. They've got a lot of customer testimonials. It seems like legitimate business trying to do legitimate work. It's all going to come down to what price they're charging you. And the things that they're focused on, to me at least, are like local 101. All right. So anyway, let's move on here to, because we're running out of time, I think. Quillbot and Blankest are the last two on our list. John, I've never even heard of Quillbot, so why don't you take us away on that one too?
Oh, it's got a few tools. They offer a really good free program and you can go for the pro. It's a bit like Grammarly, but it does a lot more. It can identify AI content and rewrite it for you. It humanize it. It can find plagiarism. Somebody's using your content. I use it to... when I want to take a tagline and I can't bother to spend an enormous amount of time rewriting somebody else's tagline, I ask it to rewrite it. But obviously you can use Chat GPT or a number of the other to do it. But it's got a number of free things. And what I like about it is the free product is useful. It's got obviously usage limits, but it's not crippled. And it works as an extra tool with Grammarly, really.
Extra tool above Grammarly?
No, with Grammarly.
Ah.
Combining the two together.
That seems like a layered expense I would not be interested in, but I understand where you're coming from.
Well, I'd say the free tool works really well. He's been very critical of my choices today, hasn't he, my beloved?
Well, I think that my experience with AI is definitely different than yours, but we both know what the fundamental differences. You have to use a lot of these tools, and I understand and respect that tremendously. But my experience with the reason what you're hearing in my voice is the level of frustration that I have. Like I just had it again today because one of my sales support people used AI to review a contract and then hit the send button without reviewing it, and now I have a major client of mine coming back because it interchanged one of the key fundamental elements on the contract that makes the contract sound completely different. So he's coming back at me with heat going, this isn't what we discussed. And I'm like, how did you get this wrong? And it's because they used AI.
Well, so, yeah, they used it, but they didn't check it, you know. Yeah, there we go. All right.
It's not John's choices, ladies and gentlemen. You use Quillbot, right? Because of the AI tokenizer.
I don't pay for the paid version. I just use the free version.
Okay.
But I have a paid version on Grammarly. I will always have that because it's so useful for me. But I just use the free version of Quillbot. And some aspects of it, it's just a handy little tool that's in my tool set on my browser. On to the last one, Blankets.
Yeah. Hit us with that.
Well, it's just a fun one. It gives you five new things that you probably didn't know a day. So you go to it and it's got five new things to learn per day. Little quick thing. It's just a fun little thing. I thought we would end the show with something fun and light, Robert.
And I love that. Like you can definitely, little tools like that, like Headway back in the day and other tools, like little tools that educate or provide value in unusual ways for really inexpensive cost, is definitely ways for real estate agents to look to entertain and engage their customers and their agents. Just depends on how big your team is. So I love that idea. All right. That's it, ladies and gentlemen. That's our list. We are going to tell you how to get a hold of us. But before we do, you're now at the end of the show. And so if you've liked some of the stuff that we've talked about, or if your wheels are turning about an idea, or if we've given you a place to go and look at, once again, we're just going to ask that you like the show or leave us a review on Spotify or iTunes or wherever you happen to be listening. Pretty please. It would mean the world to us, and it helps support the show without you spending any money or any time or calling John or I or doing anything else. All right. That's it. That's all I got. If you'd like to see more of me and what I've got to say about SEO and the subjects that Inbound REM focuses on, AI, SEO, those are my things, lead generation for real estate agents, you go to InboundREM.com. Our client list is exploding right now because AI has taken off and we kind of got lucky and we're getting a lot of results from that. All right, John, over to you, sir.
Yeah, and come over to mail-write.com, have a look at what we got to offer. It's a fabulous platform and it is very affordable and we love to serve you. So go and have a look.
Awesome.